I'm not, yeah, I'm not really young.
Podcast can take.
We all agreed that we weren't going to do a preamble this time because people probably want to hear the podcast coming in to start, and I was just about to do it.
I'm sick.
We've kicked the arse out of that as much as we've kicked the arse out of what's going on right now.
Well, what's going on right now?
Up next, the Urban Dictionary Quiz.
The following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So, get involved. Grab a beer and join us for Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
You too. Oh, man. You ever
fuck off.
You ever read that quote that someone put up that says, if I met you now, I would not be friends with you? Like your best mate of years?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about you every
Mate,
single day.
You meet me like 2 years ago. You meet me like not even 2 years ago.
You were new and shiny, but then I was stuck with you. See, when I leave this job, I swear to God, I'm going to limit the amount I see you.
Nah, but
then
you
my angry thoughts will dissipate.
You can't escape because you've got that intro. By the way, Danny, you're not wearing headphones. Can you check some headphones on quickly? I'm sick at the moment. I've got a sore throat. I've got bogeys for days. Like, I feel absolutely rubbish. I'm propping myself up on these Irish coffees.
I like how he thinks that you can't hear his voice without headphones.
No, but, like, how sexy does this voice sound? Like, I never sound this sexy.
These headphones aren't working, but I'm going to say they are dead sexy.
Are you trying to...
Give me something to say and it will sound very sexy.
My penis is flaccid.
My penis is flaccid.
Nah. You're not quite Phoebe in Friends sexy when she gets the cold. But it's all right. There's a hue.
All I care about if you've got the cold is have your sinuses cleared when you've ejaculated yet.
No, but I'm pretty sure that happens after you poop cum.
Guys always have to lower the tone, don't you?
Well, you threw it out. You threw it out and expected no one to mention it ever again. And we just thought we should mention it every
single
time.
Please try
that and
report back. I'm being serious. Going to try that and report back. I've been intrigued by that since James brought it up.
I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. The other day I was proper crook. Like, man flu. I did 112 steps over 2 days. Like, I was fucking bedbound.
You say that boastfully. That's like a standard exercise for me over the course of 2 days.
Right, like, fuck all. I didn't even like walk down my stairs. I was kind of like, okay, I stay in bed today. I've got a charger. I've got water. Before Marla left, I was like, can you bring me some water? Thank you. I'm sick. But we had sex the other night. And honestly, I'd never been so appreciative of anything in my life. Like, it was like she was an angel sent from heaven to just do this very, very...
Get to the point. Was the sinuses, did they clear?
Yeah. I honestly, like, during it, see, I was crook as fuck. During it, I felt like a fucking hero, a god. I felt amazing. It was so good. Afterwards, I was like fucking coffee and sneezy and shit like that.
I don't think he's going to tell us.
For the sake of balance, I'll say that over the Christmas period, I had the cold and I couldn't have told you this story, Shade.
Oh, fucking hell. This is a very grim story.
Well, you just try to bring positivity into your life there. So, I had the cold, but not seal it. It's one of those ones where you've got the cold in the morning, so you wake up and you're feeling a bit bleh, and then by lunchtime you're fine, it's gone away. So I woke up at maybe about 5 or 6 in the morning, couldn't get back to sleep, throat was a bit tickly. This is maybe a James level fucking grim road I'm going down here.
Yeah, this is bad. he will.
Let me put my arm around you.
So because it was like there was no work, there's nothing to do, so I got up about 5 and just thought there's no point fighting sleep, I'll just get up for a bit. And I think I either put music on or I was just looking at stuff on the internet, and I ended up like just, I don't know, having like one of these pure quick 45 second wanks. Not to sound boastful, but 45 seconds roughly. I'm rounding up. And because I just kind of stumbled out of my bed, I'd put on like a pair of jammy joggy bottom type things, and it was an unexpected one. It was like a spur of the moment thing.
Spontaneous.
Did you already erect, or did you have to make yourself erect?
I don't know if I had like the morning stuff going on or not.
I'm happy you still get morning mood. I still get morning mood.
I think it's just a natural thing. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone gets morning mood.
There'll be an age where you don't.
No, I'm pretty sure. I watched a movie and an old dude said, Oh, it never stops.
I think even when you're in your coffin, your little fucking skeleton penis goes up and down at sunrise.
Nerves, eh? Yeah. It's just like, you know, after like chickens die and they run around of no head.
The rigor mortis.
Anyway, 45 second one.
So and spur of moment, didn't know where it was coming from. And, well, I knew where it was coming from, came from my penis. And I ejaculated and I just came on my leg and I let my joggy bottoms absorb it.
I just, can you just say that again? I'll do it with my sexy voice. I just came on my leg. Like, that's so fucking grim.
I let the joggy bottoms absorb it and I just went back to bed. So Shane had sex recently and I'd done that recently.
No, but then what happened? Because you told me more of the story.
I just went back to my bed. No, I think I mentioned how you would have thought.
Did you tell him this privately?
Yeah, it was like... Why are you telling me this story?
Was this when I was in Portugal and you had your mandate?
We had a mandate and he started it hot with this and I was like, right, okay.
You know each other, but you don't know each other that well.
It was weird hearing about his masturbation habits. And it was like that morning, so it was still quite fresh. Like, he's like, woke up early this morning, had a wank, and I was like, cool, man. Like, and he's like, let me tell you about it. And I'm like, nah, don't worry about it.
I was standing there going, for drinks, guys.
Come back in 45 seconds.
But I thought you should know because it was like a part of our bonding process.
So how were your sinuses?
I didn't notice. I let myself down by not thinking about that. So that's now why
since we're revisiting this, can someone test that theory, get back to us?
Let's get a doctor on. Why have we not had a doctor on?
Terrific, because you've been promising a doctor for ages.
Man, that was me being clever behind the scenes. Like, and then soon we...
Like, reminding you. Make it happen. Danny, you really stress me out, man, with the whole wanking onto your trousers.
That's not commonplace. And it wasn't like trousers. It wasn't like I put on a pair of jeans.
Some work trousers, eh?
You don't either do it in any tissues or you don't do it in a sock. I mean, that's two prime places to do it.
Oh, that was fucking months ago. I think it was the story when you were caught. You were wanking and your mum was in the room and you didn't notice, and you said the words, there wasn't even a sock lying around. I thought that was like a myth. I didn't think people actually had a sock.
No, I mean, I did when I was young. I stupidly had a black sock that I kept behind the door in my room, and I must have I blasted one out about maybe three times a day for 6 months, and this sock was just crusty and coloured like it was full of cum. And then there was one day I went in and that sock wasn't there anymore, and someone in my house found it and they never referenced it.
I think ants would have just taken it away. Just an army.
It was that rigid by that stage. Yeah. They were like, look at the structure.
A new throne for our queen.
There's a bunch of little James ants running around. Hey, that queen's pregnant as fuck.
Very clear sinuses. More often than not, I'll use a tissue, or if I'm struggling and there's a sock close
by. But I would use my boxers. How's that any different to a sock?
Because the sock you can then just drop onto your carpet and leave there and maybe go back to sleep or something. Your boxers you then have to change, and it's going to...
But I just wash them. I put them in my wash basket, wash my clothes.
Are you putting your boxers back on? Are you walking around naked afterwards?
No, of course not. I'm going to my bed. I usually do it before bedtime.
Do you sleep naked?
Aye.
I don't.
Yeah, but you've like freshly jizzed. Like, there's still fluids around your junk and you're going straight onto sheets with that.
I wank in my bed.
Oh.
Do you have the covers over you or do you take the covers off?
Off.
What about you?
I just do it really in the shower.
I don't come in my sheets. That's just when you've got boxers, there's material there. There's plenty of room for... scoopage.
See, when you were talking about a sock, right? See,
when you're scoopage, just capturing.
See, I've never come into a sock, but if you think about a sock, it's basically the perfect cum catcher, hey? Like, don't fucking everyone shit. Just like shook their head like I invented it.
No, I'm with you, Jim. American Pie. He, you know, has a wank into a sock.
No, what's the technique? Are you putting it over the top like a fucking condom in that case?
I don't use it as a condom whilst I'm wanking. I just grab it when
I'm near. In that case, a sock is a terrible fucking
garment. Why would you use a condom while wanking as well?
I'm just saying it's not like a
fancy woolen condom.
That used to be called a posh wank.
Nah, it's wanking with a condom on.
That's what I mean. That's what he's asking.
All right.
That just seems weird. It's like a waste of condom, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Funny, but...
Wanking's a weird one, isn't it? We all talk about it, but we don't ever really drill down into the specifics with each other.
I might have...
How girls do it.
No, I feel like we should move on.
Denny's uncomfortable about it.
We beat to the word scoopage. Scoopage was time to fucking move on to the next thing. Shane, somebody got in touch with us on Twitter who's watching The Chase, and they asked if you could tell them what a rough-faced shag was. And please be mindful of what you're about to say here. But apparently it's a Kiwi term. I didn't look up the answer. I genuinely don't know what it is. But apparently it's a Kiwi thing. What is a rough-faced shag?
Well, see, I know what it is technically, but you'd never call it a rough-faced shag.
I like would guess it would act like a rug of some nature.
Or a sheep.
A rough-faced shag. Or a sheep. No, it's...
Is that something dictionary question?
It's like it's a bird. It's like a heron, but like...
A heron's a fish?
Herring is a fish. A heron is a bird. So, like, it's kind of like a subgenre. Like, you'd say it's a shag. Like, oh, look at that. It's a shag. Ah, and that's the funniness. But you wouldn't go a rough-faced shag. Like, I've had a rough-faced shag, and it was drunk, and all my friends...
Yeah, this is where we're trying to avoid.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't say... that if you're going, mate, I went fishing the other day, there's a rough-faced... No one says that. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a shag.
Is that... That's kind of what The Chase does, but with the odd question.
Like the Fanny Schmeller one.
Yeah, because that went viral. So now they just do it every now and then where it's just pure, hey, what was the name of this guy that won the dominoes in Germany? Ha ha, his name was Sweaty Cunt.
Someone from our work was on The Chase the other day.
They looked silly, didn't they?
Yeah, it was amazing because out of all the game shows that you're going to pick to go on to earn a decent coin, The Chase is probably up there for what you could get with a return, but it's also the most difficult. So
would you not
put
go
in that position?
That you just go millionaire, surely. Why the fuck would you not go millionaire?
I apply to be on Pointless, and that's probably like the fucking hardest work for the littlest reward is Pointless. Yeah. But I went on with, I applied with a mate, and we got fucking offered an audition. It was going to be in the Thistle Hotel in town, and my mate shat it on the day we woke up. And he went, nah, I'm not going to. We had a plan because you're down there for your overnight and you record two episodes. And I was like, we'll try Serious like for the first one and then we'll go out. And because we're going out in London, we'll have like a pint between us and that'll be like all our budget. But we'll go on like rough the next day and hungover and just have a laugh with it. And he shat it. I think I've still got the application in my emails. Maybe I will share the application on our social media channels.
And then call out the person.
Yes, who does listen.
That loves eating. Yeah, but 14 episodes behind us, so by the time he listens, it will be like Serious 25 or Pointless.
Oh, I would fucking love you too, eh?
I lied in the application. I should bring it, I'll thing it for a future episode, I'll remember, because I tell lies about what I do and stuff on it to make me sound interesting.
This guy completely fucked it, by the way.
What's the one where the coins tip over?
Tipping point.
That makes sense. I'd go on that one because like I don't actually know how the game works. It's not like in the arcades where you put in a thing and it's all rigged and shit.
It's not entirely the penny falls, no.
And so do you have to answer a question to get the coin to fall down?
Not in the arcades, you don't. On the game show, you
answer questions and get the big coins.
Right.
And then you put them at certain points and hope it will tip down.
Do people get money on that?
Shit, man. I don't know. I don't watch Pointless. I've never really watched. I thought that's a terrible...
Pointless is good. Program. Pointless is challenging. It's very rewarding getting a Pointless answer. It's not challenging. It's not the least bit challenging, but it's very rewarding when you get a Pointless answer.
The Chase is good. £1 million drop's amazing because you see £1 million basically reduced to nothing because people are idiots and they try and put their money over here and here and here and here and they get all wrong and you just see hundreds of money fall down.
Is that the one where they've got suitcases?
No, is that? I don't know what one that is. I'd love to go and catchphrase.
Deal or no deal? Yeah?
Now we're just naming game shows.
Yeah, that is the one with suitcases.
If you're just listening to this podcast, it's gone from like extreme masturbation stories to just name shows.
Game shows, yes.
We should apply for one. Is there one where three of you can go on?
Come dine with me couples and like we could be...
I don't know how you think a couple works.
No. Bear with me. One, two of us could be the couple and the other person could be the entertainment because you've got to have good entertainment.
Danny,
you're funny. Me and James have a sexual spark.
Yes.
I don't think I
even
do.
Though 2 minutes ago he said he doesn't like me. And
either
once
of you could cook, but...
Hey, I can cook. I cooked, what was it? The currywurst sausages and beans and... stuff last week.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a good cook. I think I'm slightly better than James, but I don't think we'd win.
See, one of the guys that I used to work with got through to the selection stage of Come Dine With Me and turned it down because I think you use your own money and you have to be available to record till 1 a.m.
Fuck.
I think if you're going to the night, you have to be available from like maybe 4 o'clock or something to do some pre-shit and then go to it 1 o'clock every single night between Monday and Friday, and you can only win a grand at the end of it.
It's mental, because you know what it would be like? You'd do it, right? And then they'd be like, cool, all right, can you go bring that meal back in? Can you bitch about that person? Now you go into their underwear drawer and find the dildos. Like, they'd just be... And then it'd be like... You'd think the night's done, everyone's eating, they're like, all right, now let's start just generically bitching and moaning. Can you say this? And it'd just be like, I reckon doing it once would absolutely kill it. Plus the cool voiceover guy, because that voiceover fucking makes it. That guy's cool.
He just rips you.
Yeah, no, he won't be there. So, like, the joy of it's not going to be there. He's going to have
not worth the reward. And then if you look like a fanny, they repeat it every, like, fucking second day on Channel 4 or Plus 4 or whatever it is.
Would you get paid... Like in royalties, because like, see, you don't get to get paid to do it, even though you have
no,
to.
Definitely no, not.
You have no. to pay to be on it. You have to pay for your own meal, and then you get a chance to win a grand at the end of the week, which is not worth it.
Cunts go hard out, eh? Like they're like, I went to the butcher and spent 90 quid on this fillet of steak, and you go, oh, surely they're paying for that, but they don't even fucking pay for that.
No,
it's definitely just something to bring out the best of attention seekers, like that naked attraction. But like, that's fucking mental.
We should go on it and celebrate tiny penises.
Everyone already knows we have tiny penises without us having to go on Naked Attraction.
I'm not embarrassed of my penis, though. I'd get it out.
I wouldn't get out on Channel 4. I would
make sure that...
Maybe on ITV4, because nobody watches that, but not Channel 4.
What about ITV2? Would you go on Love Island?
I don't even know how Love Island works, so no. I'm guessing you need to be a bit fucking shredded for it, so I would be disqualified from Love Island.
Nah, but you lost 10 kilos, mate. Yeah. You're about 2 weeks away from fucking Love Island, Denny.
Aye, and I think so long as I look like I'm chewing Marmite whilst trying to recite the Greek alphabet, then I'd have the expression to get on Love Island, where you're going...
I don't know what your face is doing.
I don't know if you can chew Marmite, mate.
Aye, but that's what I mean. So you try and chew Marmite and recite the Greek alphabet, you would have the facial expression of your average contestant on Love Island, I would have thought.
My old man's mate growing up, right, he used to make his signature dish. It was called Marmite soup, and it was literally Marmite, right, with boiling water. And on surf trips, he'd be like, oh, guys, you know what time it is? And we're going, oh shit, what time is it? And he goes, it's Marmite soup time. And everyone's like, wait, what? Like, even as kids, we were like, oh, it sounds a bit shit. Literally just Marmite and hot water.
Is that basically Bovril?
No. Nah,
it wouldn't be too far off, but it's shitter because Bovril's made to
Bovril's
be a thing, isn't it?
Beef stock. It's like drinking gravy. Oh, essentially.
I love it, man. I love it. Can we get some after this?
Or just Marmite drink?
No, a Bovril. The only place I've ever got a Bovril was at a football match. I don't know if you can get it anywhere else.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
Fuck off.
The drinking gravy doesn't appeal to me. I'd drink it as part of a meal, but I wouldn't drink it out of a cup.
Have you never like properly licked your plate after a roast dinner?
Aye, but that's not drinking it out of a cup. That's just like cleaning up your plate, and I would use like a bit of bread or something for that.
What would you rather do? Would you rather go like vegan for a week, but you have to cook all the meals, or all your favourite meals, right? All your favourite meals cooked for you, but they're blended and you have to drink them.
The vegan thing. Because I quite like cooking and it wouldn't really bother me. I couldn't eat like a blended, I don't know, fucking...
roast chicken.
Aye, it doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, I don't think blending your meals together is like, you know... Like, that's basically just having soup for dinner every night.
James has fucking messaged me before when he's trying to put broccoli in a smoothie.
That's horrible. I think where I went wrong was I had broccoli, kale, and spinach in a smoothie. It was too much greens.
Yeah.
I was trying to eat and the consistency was completely off.
I thought that was going to be my million-pound YouTube idea, so I started a channel, right, and I made about 5 videos called Real Meal Smoothies, and I just blended things and then drank them, and it was fucking horrendous, right?
Still available?
There was, yeah, probably. There's no jeopardy, so, like, there's no point in watching this. Can this man drink it? Well, yes, probably. Like, I was making them, and my mate's like, those are awesome, bro, but what's the point? And I was like, I don't know. And I was just like, this will be funny. And I did it once and went, oh, that worked out all right. And then I kept doing it, and then after a while I was fucking drinking blended Big Macs mix of fucking ice creams from McDonald's, and I was like, I don't know if this is how I'm going to make my impact on the world.
Given that I've just said how I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and had a wank and came in my leg and let my joggy bottoms absorb it, somehow that sounds more degrading. What you're
going to need to add that to the list for razors from the 1950s. Footwalk that you started and did too.
Nah, you guys give me shit about that.
Let me finish. The Kiwi in the UK page that you set up, and you had like 1 million views on one of your videos, and then you didn't really put anything else on it. And now we've got Real Meal Smoothies. I'm loving how much you set up and then quit.
No. I'll say this, the one about the food reviews, I set that up to troll you, mate. And I said that to you guys, it'd be funny if we did that. And you're like, you will never do one. So I did one and you went, yeah, but you'll never do another one. So I did two and went, ah, that's me.
You only done the second one because you thought we would bring it up on the podcast, even though we've completely forgotten about it.
I didn't really want to. I had it and I was floating around, and James thinks it was for razors. It wasn't. I really liked razors for a month.
You
had a
bald, beardy Kiwi. I seen it. It came up as a recommended friend. I was like, this cunt here is trying to celebrate his 1950 razors by starting a new Instagram.
No, I was trying to make one that was like, that could cover all bases, because I'm a bald, bearded Kiwi. Eh? Mm-hmm. I didn't have a plan for it. I just got a new emailer thing, and it was like, you want to set up an Instagram? And I went, yeah, why not?
Well, it's on the list anyway. I'm looking forward to finding more of these. But I did start this episode saying that you were a dick, kind of a wee bit, just because you were talking over the intro. But what I was going to say, if you weren't talking over the intro, is that you two were my heroes last Wednesday night.
What did we do?
Well, we were at an event, and at this event, there was someone that I just kind of don't get on with, and would, you know, rather have not been near. And sometimes in these situations, you kind of have to make a false conversation. And I'm kind of trying to pull myself away from doing that to people. So instead of, you know, making false conversation, I'll just kind of not see them. But it seemed almost inevitable last Wednesday that I was going to see this person. And then, like, fucking heroes wearing Superman capes, you two just stood in front of me.
Can we say who the person is?
No.
Of course you can't. But if we were wearing superhero man capes, Superman capes, then that probably would have drawn more attention to us. So if we were wearing Superman capes, we just stood in front of you. That was a good event, because it was kind of...
What kind of event was it?
Well, it was a comedy event.
Ooh. Yeah, now, I like giving people enough that they can figure it out. They won't.
Yeah,
I think we can say we were at the launch of the comedy festival.
Okay, so we were...
There were so many people at it that... We're not going to know who James is talking about. Plus, I kind of think he's talking about you, to be honest, Shane.
It was Danny that stood in front of
me. Weirdly hiding next to me to hide from me, like he will never look just here.
Plain sight.
It was making me extremely uncomfortable. And it was just like what you would expect friends to do. Because it would have been easy for you guys just to go fucking man up, you know. But at that moment, like all my like anxieties, mental health, and I was just sitting there like, fuck, I'm not having a good time. And one of you just stood right in front of me, which created this little security blanket. I was just sitting there like, no one's seen me right now. This is amazing.
Nah, we went to that. I kind of roped you into it. Well, I didn't rope you in, but James wasn't really up for it. And I threatened to slit his throat on WhatsApp if he didn't come. And I was like, we'll go. It'll be amazing. We'll fucking get chatting to comedians. We'll book loads of guests. In fairness, you have heard Dan and Connell last week. That came as a result of that. We've got a few more coming up in the next couple of weeks because of that. But I really had, it was the first time I'd done one of these sort of, I don't know, like corporate dues almost. And I thought it was going to be like a comedian speed dating thing almost. So we'll go in and there's just this room with like Ray Bradshaw.
Like the best reality TV show of all time, mate.
Ray Bradshaw sitting at a table and Susie McCabe sitting at a table.
Here's your name tag, Dan.
We just go around and talk to him. Why come on a podcast?
And it was fucking careers fair.
it was nothing like that. It was just fucking...
I told you, I went, this I know, is going to be did. Shit. Nothing like you expect.
But it wasn't shit.
It wasn't, but for what your expectations were.
The start of it was shit because it was kind of corporate and I was bored and I was like, fuck, I'm going to need to say that James was right. That's really annoying. But comedians started coming out. It was dead funny. We got seen some really excellent fucking stand-ups that we then messaged and got in touch with. They were coming on to chat to us.
There were sandwiches.
There were sandwiches. And yeah, I found out that I'm a bodyguard all of a sudden now as well, that I can protect you both.
Like Kevin Costner in, what's that movie? Is it called The Bodyguard?
Fucking.
We've went and used it.
Save it. Quickly, Shane, say Waterworld. Waterworld, that was what I meant.
It's Robin Hood.
The Fugitive.
I watched.
He's not in The Fugitive.
Just the cut that jumps off the waterfall.
No, that's Harrison Ford.
He's in Untouchables. I watched that last night.
Now, see, earlier when we were just listing game shows, now we're just listing.
Kevin Costner movies.
Do you know what he wasn't in? The Mask.
Mask is a great
mask. Is very funny.
See when a wee dog gets a mask. But yeah, thank you. It's weird though. See when you're like older, and this person probably doesn't like me either. You know, it's not like just we don't get on. So it's weird when you're older and you're put in a situation where you know you should be way more mature.
It's nice to create gossip and speculation on this podcast.
I know. I like the way that we've teased it. Can
take
we
take a guess, everyone? Like, yeah. Messages now. Let's yeah,
don't tweet it publicly. Just
not Ray Bradshaw.
Oh, it's Ray Bradshaw.
It's not.
No, it's not Ray Bradshaw. There was a guy as well, like, so the whole event sponsored by...
The whole event was sponsored by White Mackay.
White Mackay. And as a whiskey company in Scotland, you've got some street cred because you're a whiskey company that's based in Glasgow, you're booze, and you're in Glasgow. Like, you're the best synergy ever. And this guy came on and he wasn't bad. He was funny enough. He knew he wasn't a comedian. He was in a room full of comedians and he was making some jokes. But I'd never seen a room turn on someone so quickly. When he's like, hey guys, we're really excited to launch our new half strength whiskey. And everyone went, oh, that sounds shite. And
he's like, had like free on
that. Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm getting, if I'm here, I'm necking these, fuck it, it's free. So I'm doubting them, passing them to the bar. Someone's giving me a new one. It was a conveyor belt. We're well oiled. But he's like, yeah, who's tried our new half strength whiskey? And everyone went, no one, because that sounds shite. And he's like, yes, you have. All those tasters you had as you came in were half strength. Like, and he was expecting like a, woo, yeah, I'm clever. And everyone just looked at him like, cunt.
Don't you ever do that to us again.
How dare you fucking give me a half. It was like the opposite of having your drink spiked. You know what I mean? Like when you're waiting for your drink spiked and it doesn't happen. I was like, what the fuck have you done to me? I was going to get drunk for free. And now I'm just... mildly giggly.
I don't think there's many people that are waiting for their drinks to be spiked.
I don't know if it's a huge crowd.
That mild disappointment. Ah, that's another night. Ah, do you know how much money I had to spend? I didn't even get sexually assaulted. That's sad. Shane was going to butter the guy, but he was too busy being my bodyguard.
Too busy,
My favourite thing about that night is Danny alluded to the fact that we had Darren Connell on last week and we've got other comedians upcoming as well. And a solid part of the whole reason we were going was to network. Yeah, we didn't speak to anyone. We literally did that the following day on Twitter. Like, hey, man, seen you last night. Yeah.
We're bestest of buddies now on the internet.
Yeah, that's all fucking...
But it was enough. It was marginally inspirational that we could at least get in touch with these people. So it was a worthwhile exercise. Networking sounds and looks awful. And I was too busy protecting you, James. Otherwise, I would have been up there chatting, hey, whiskey man, how you doing?
See, you're not giving us strong drinks.
What's your views and ejaculating in your leg at 5:30 in the morning?
I find networking the exact same as what I did when I spoke to girls in nightclubs when I was younger. As I could get free lines in, like the best free lines ever. That just something would come into my head and I'd engage them and they'd be proper there. But as soon as I hit the fourth... sentence, I have no idea what I'm going to say now, and then I start getting weird anxiety and just go, have you met my friend? And I'll bring him over and I can't continue conversations one-on-one with somebody.
He's from New Zealand.
Yeah,
so am I. And they're like, no you're not. And you're like, I'm from New Zealand.
I'd be talking to a hot chick and think I'm getting somewhere here, and my mate would pull them because I'd be sitting there like, I've ran out of steam so quickly here.
See, if you are a single guy, and this is the one tip I've got, and I don't think it's a bad thing or a good thing, but I do this thing, and you guys have been around me when I do it. Like, say if I'm going for lunch and I see someone in a cool coat, I'll be like, oh, excuse me, that's a really nice coat. And they'll be like, oh, cool, thank you. And it's a wee bit weird, but it's just a nice thing to do. I think it doesn't cost anything to say something nice. And if you're not being a dick, if you're not being sarcastic, I think it's a nice thing to do. You do that at a bar, and you might as well be fishing with dynamite. Like, I'm not a very good-looking dude. I'm pretty short, bald. But if you go up to, say... you know, a lovely lady, if you're single and you just go up to them and go, excuse me, that dress looks lovely. It's a beautiful dress. Like, give it a bit of passion and then just leave. Walk away. Don't expect anything else. Don't try and talk to her at all. Just live your life. I guarantee she'll come and talk to you later on and be like, why did you... You said that nice thing. Why'd you say that?
But then you get three sentences in, and then it's like, oh man, what did I say now?
I don't know why I said it. That fucking Kiwi cunt.
You said it was a good idea, but now you're chasing me. Leave me alone. But I honestly got like, I went through a phase. I don't know if it got me laid a lot, but it got lots of people buying me drinks because I'd be like, oh, great shoes. And I'd just fuck off. And I'd almost forget about it. And I'd do it. I'd probably do it 4 or 5 times at each bar because I was just like, I'm bored, you're a person, oh man, good elbows and shit like that, like just absolute shit. And if I saw a dude, I'd be like, good beard, and I'd just fuck off. And I'd get so many drinks bought for me just because people were like, hey, you're that guy that's had a good beard, you want a drink? And you're like, yes please. Or like, hey, you said I've got nice... I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you think it's because they thought there was something wrong with you?
Maybe. Maybe that's the secret. Yeah. Maybe it's just be like, just... act like they're saying a little bit wrong with you, but you still can say words and people will go,
that's that guy that hangs around the bar complimenting people for free drinks. Just buy him one and he'll go away. Just buy him one.
Right, pretty sure in a previous episode I said my battle rap lines and it was quite similar to that. The guy that harasses lassies who's weird.
But to be fair, it's lassies and guys by the sounds of it.
Yeah, and if there's a harasser of lassies at a bar, James, whoa, let's say the pot is calling the kettle black there.
How?
You're exactly the same as me at a bar. Like you are
exactly ass lassies.
You are exactly the same as me. Like
I would take ownership of anything you'd say, but I definitely don't have ass lassies. If anything at a bar with you that I go up and say, I'm sorry.
No, really no, drunk. No, no, no. Not at Malone's.
I wouldn't say harasses yes. lassies. I would say just kind of annoys everyone.
You had asked. Come on, fuck's sake! I just complimented you two.
No, but you've tried to throw me under like the rapist bus, and I'm like, I'm not a harasser. I'm not a harasser of lassies.
Okay, I apologise. Do you think that'll be on the citizenship test, though? Are you a harasser of lassies?
See, I don't say yes.
I think you need to know the blood type of Jack the Ripper to pass this. So you're taking a lot of fucking inspiration for him, no doubt.
It's mental. It's fucking bizarre, like this whole thing. It's they give you a book which is basically everything that's happened in the UK ever.
So you're what, 3 years in the UK now, and you can apply to be a UK citizen? Fuck knows why you would want
close to 5 years. So
close to five, right, whatever, mate, it feels longer or shorter.
Time flies, mate. Yeah. Time flies when you're with the one you love.
I mean, it's mental to think that during us leaving fucking Europe you want to join this country as a citizen. But besides that, what is on this test?
It literally can be as something, like it can be, I've done a few practice tests and I've passed them all, but then there's a few questions that you kind of go, fuck, I don't know. Like it would be like, King Charles I had a dog. What breed was that dog?
Corgi.
No,
so Charles Spaniel.
Charles Spaniel.
I made that up, so...
You're both
right.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm right. It's a King Charles Spaniel.
But shit like that, it's like Margaret Thatcher had an elbow. What was the birthmark on that left elbow of her second fucking cousin?
Do you write Thatcher's deed? Yes.
No, you don't write. I don't know. I wouldn't write Thatcher's dead. Yes.
Oh, no. It sounds like 1 AM.
No, no. The thing is, it's quite funny because it's almost, it's so written in England, like it's the most English thing you've ever seen. But occasionally they just throw a bone to Scotland.
What would be on a Scottish citizenship test?
The Scottish one. Ah, oh, it'd be like,
I can't think of something. But
how much is a bottle of Bucky?
Fuck knows. I don't know.
I bought a Bucky back in the day, it was a fiver, but I think it's about £8 now.
At the offy,
£8, I'd say. When we're talking about half bottle, which isn't an actual half bottle. It's more like a quarter.
It'd be about £8 or £9 now.
£8. Do you know the answer? Are you?
It's about £8. Yeah. You like that's would be like, if you wrote about £8, they'd be like,
remember he went through his drunken angry face on this podcast.
I fucking love Buggy.
Need you an aggressive little man. Yeah.
Why don't you guys give me a Scottish test then? Because I have lived in Scotland for almost 3 years now. So just give me some things to test my knowledge of Scotland.
In what year did William Wallace write the Treaty of Abraham Hill?
That didn't happen.
Why not? A place called Abraham Hill just outside Cumberland.
And there was a person called William Wallace.
I know, but he didn't write that tweety.
He didn't write it. He signed it.
Pass. Danny, what year did that happen?
James, I'll pass it over to you.
I'm just going to go for another question. Who scored the own goal in Scotland's opening game of the last World Cup that they qualified for?
Fuck, was I even alive then?
It was 1998, so I suppose so.
Yeah, I was. Fuck knows. Oh, Jesus.
Let's just narrow this down to name a footballer in Scotland.
Ah, fucking Brune. Bruni.
Scott Brune.
Yeah.
Good.
Lee. Ah, fucking.
No, you passed that one. How far is it between Glasgow and Edinburgh?
40 miles.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm right.
Too fucking far.
Spell Mill Guy.
Milngavie.
I'd say that's like a good one.
We were talking about that today.
How many times in English radio does somebody they go call it Milngavie?
We had that conversation today. I just think it's stupid that we spell it that way.
Have you guys heard of Aden American?
Yes.
Aden American is the most mental place because every person you talk to about it says it differently. So I go Aden American, and that's me stressing out. I'm going, okay, don't sound like a dick. And then people are like, Aden American. And you're like, oh, is that how I meant to say it? And my partner's like,
I don't think that's how you
mean it. Aden American. And I'm like,
town, just call it town.
Is what? This just as people get progressively drunk?
No, I just think it's the more like fucking Scottish proud you are, the better you say Aden American. Because I'm not saying it well.
What's Scotland's national animal?
Unicorn.
Just speaking of animals. On the way in here tonight, Shane, I get a text about 6 months ago. James got in touch with me saying that see if, I think, is Chloe 30 this year?
Aye, so she's 30 on the 20th of April. Of
oh, I don't know what's happening, but I'm excited.
So he texted me about 6 months ago saying, oh, see if we go away for like Chloe's birthday, would you look after the cats for me? And I said no. I'd remember saying no. And he went, all right, that's fine. I says, I mean, if I was really stretched and you were absolutely desperate beyond belief, but it's very obvious that I didn't want to do it. So tonight I get a text on my way into this podcast just saying, would you stay at mine for a week with the cats, full fridge and two toilets? If not, I
just in case you want to shit in one
if
and
not,
then pee in the other, I don't know.
Final sentence. If not, I can always kill them. So that's a shame that James is going to have to kill his cats. Yeah.
Save heaps of money on cat food, though.
I want to know how circumstances come to, at what point in a conversation would a couple turn around and go, oh fuck, we'll need to ask Danny to look after the cats. Like, you have a flat in a church, it's lovely. There's fucking four levels to it, loads of rooms for cats to jump up and down. Mala's like one of the nicest, most fucking tolerant human beings I've met, because she puts up with you. She put up with you bringing a strange, good-looking girl back that listened to this podcast one night. She could tolerate cats for a week, I would think.
Yeah, but you can't take cats to someone else's house.
Why not? I've took cats to
my house. Like walking a cat. Only fucking weird cats. Like, even James's way. Sorry to interrupt, because James, your cats. We'll come back to what I'm about to say. We'll go immediately back to your thing. Your cats have leads.
One had a harness, but we'd never use it. Just let it out now.
But the thing is, as well, is that I've looked after cats for people before, and it didn't end well. It had bad. The cats didn't die or anything. I just didn't enjoy it, and I had a shit time staying in someone else's house. Don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. So how has it led to me? Plus, we've talked about James Cat before. This isn't just looking after a cat. Seeing Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Some cunt needs to wheel Hannibal Lecter about on his trolley when he's wearing that mask. That's what I would be like. So it's not just, like, I've already been a security guard for James at a comedy night. Now I need to be an animal, fucking tamer. I need to be like the reincarnation of Steve Irwin to keep this beast at bay. And then there's a kitten who looks rabid by the looks of it. It fucking rips everything down in her house.
Pulls the trees down, yep.
I don't want to do it. James knows I don't want to do it. James knows I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. But I still need to know how circumstances lead to this. Is this just the ultimate guilt trip, James? What's brought us to me having to fucking openly not want to look after your cats, but look after your cats?
I just think it'd make great podcast content.
At work, right, the other day, he asked three of us in about a minute, and we went, nah.
Aye,
and he went, all right.
Well, circumstances are that Chloe's mum and dad, weirdly enough, we do take the cats to someone else's house, but the big cat's familiar with Chloe's mum and dad's house, and the wee cat stayed there over Christmas when we were in Portugal, and they love it because there's hundreds of windows so they can see out of the conservatory. But they are potentially, because it's Chloe's 30th birthday, going to Portugal too. And her sister is as well. My mum and dad have got a dog in their flat. So I really don't have that many people. I don't trust this cunt because I think he would have them doing backflips and one of them would break their neck.
Who, me?
As nice as Mala is, I think he would unintentionally abuse my cats.
Some form of like acrobatic cat abuser.
You would be closer to your work if you, and town, if you came and stayed at mine for a week. You can turn the thermostat up to 30. I've got Amazon Prime, I've got Netflix, we'll give you a fridge full of food, buy you like a weekly pass for the bus.
Can we have a party?
Bus stop's miles away from your house, is it not?
It's a 5 minute
and
walk.
I would need to go into town to then go to my work.
You could walk.
Really,
or
nice.
You could walk to the parade. If you walk to the parade, then there's a bus that goes straight up. So that's like only a 20 minute walk.
This isn't the best, like the,
damn it, though, did you not soften to my cat when you were up once? You and Tam played on the stairs.
We've got on alright a couple of times.
Exactly,
and
the relationship's there. He likes you, he runs his wee body past your leg.
I don't want to fucking push the limits, but where he gets to the acceptance level, because it's like, see when you meet a person for the first time and you are being quite civil to one another because you don't really know each other that well, that's where Tam and I are at on a level where like, well, I don't really know this guy.
You're scared that you might like him more, so, and he might like you.
All the famous predators as well leave someone unscathed so they can say kind things about them. Like, not everyone who hung out with Michael Jackson says that Michael Jackson touched them.
By the way, the new cat must be...
What amazing comparison.
The new cat must be shite as well, because he never talks about the new
not
cat.
Not in a way.
Never comes up in conversation.
Very rarely makes it onto his Instagram.
What new cat?
Didn't make it, eh?
I'm worried about becoming that guy that just talks about cats. Now, Tam's infamous now, and he'll be brought up. And if I talk about the other cat, then it's just going to lead to me becoming the cat cunt.
Yeah, I think you were the cat cunt a while ago, and I think you just don't like your new shit cat.
She bites my toes in the morning.
Sell it further to me.
And they give you cuddles.
Can any of them absorb cum at 5:30 in the morning?
They're really good at them, I imagine.
No, but they're good at watching you have a wank.
Nah, see, we've had
this. Wait up. How often?
We've had this conversation before about animals.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't.
So, when is it?
It'll be sometime in April, mate.
Can they come to me? I've had cats in my flat before and I've found that all right.
Too small. Just come up, mate. You'll enjoy it.
I don't want to.
We'll figure out the details. I might ask my wee sister, and my wee sister can't do it then.
I just like how this is logistically. Everyone is just going through this like this negotiation, eh? It's like a divorce settlement, and everyone listening is.
You might go around the corner and feed the sister's cat as well.
It's the inevitability of it all. See if that. Do you know what? I'm not doing it.
No, don't feed the sister's cat.
I'm kidding about that, mate. You're doing it, though.
And after the baby.
Be in a deep depression and jobless by the time that April comes along.
So, but I'm in a deadline for a job as well.
Yeah, but you've not had one for the past 11 years. You've not
had a job for almost 3 years. If I don't have a full time job by the 1st of June, I'm fucked.
Are you guys in the job market against each other?
Nah, not against each other. We support each other. But if there's a job that both of us go
He's going for a higher level of job than I am.
But what if I had the ultimate podcast person? Go, both pitch for me why you're the best.
Oh, mate, I'm the best because I have two amazing cats that exist in a very warm house. I'm not doing anything about the job. I'm still pitching the cats. Very warm house.
Yeah, subtle as fuck.
Great access to Firestick TV.
I've got a Firestick and I've got an app that I paid to get all the illegal on demand stuff on it already. So I don't need that.
I've got blinds and curtains.
Woo!
Very sexy carpet.
I don't like staying in other people's houses. You know this. It makes me fucking uncomfortable.
What if Denny was to stay in your bed, right?
I wouldn't do that. I would sleep in the spare room.
What? Okay, so this question.
Listen, mate, all I'm going to say is there's going to come a point this year where you go to order a takeaway, right? And then you're like, oh, same old choices. Whereas you could look forward to a holiday in April where you can order two or three takeaways, because I'll give you money for that and you have a plethora of new choices.
Fridge full of food.
I've got my PT as well, mine now, so I'd need to get the bus back to fucking Battlefield just to go to that, just to get fucking
a
monorail and two buses to get back to your fucking suburban middle of nowhere estate.
Just tell me, I'll be somewhere. You tell me, I'll order the Uber for you.
Nah,
technology exists. Shane, do you want to look after my cats?
Not really. Marla might. If I go, Marla, do you want to live in James's house for a couple of weeks? She's got a car. She might. I don't know. Probably
you,
not.
You get a holiday from Marla. Anyways, anybody in the podcast like two cats that's trusting? I'd need to do a wee bit of vetting. In fact, I would need to sit down for a wee interview.
You'd think you'd need to vet, but then only one person would come forward and you'd be like, you're hired.
Yeah. Let us know if you're listening. Instagram, just DM us and say, I'd look after your cats.
Ross, welcome aboard. You're a good cat.
I wouldn't put Ross through that.
What about...
I like him too much.
What about... oh, mate. Fuck, I've forgotten his name. Oh, mate. Sings Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, Hemi?
Yeah.
He doesn't sing that.
No, he did.
The guy who sung that's dead.
Those cats would be boiled and fucking served in a Pyrex bowl within about 3 days.
Yeah, but he'd still stick it in a tin, wouldn't he? From that.
You'd come home and it'd be in the fridge as I cooked you something. It's your cat, but like it's done really nicely.
Plus, what if one of them dies? I would get the blame for it.
Yeah.
This is the way I think. No way.
I assume that's fine. We'll figure it out.
I'm saying that
time.
If it's the other one that's nothing, not Tam dies, it sounds like they'd be
nothing,
quite relieved.
Nothing set in stone. We'll figure it out.
This is like, I'll leave it to the last minute and then you have no option.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll step out the job punt and let you get a job first.
I know you're such a lonely loser that you're the only person that will definitely be free for whenever this is arranged.
Maybe Bambi would like
I tell you who might. Happy Danny.
Well,
real life Sam.
Sam stays further out though.
Nah, but he likes...
Does he have a car?
Likes a bit of fucking... He likes a bit of Glasgow. He likes a bit of
me time as well. So if he like went for a week up there, he could just skip out on his missus, wank on his boxer shorts.
If he came in, it would just be me and him going to shit East End pubs and getting free drinks because we've got cute accents. That actually sounds all right.
Is Sam caught up in the podcast yet? Because if he's not, then it might be too late, or it might be just bang on time. He listens to this the week before.
We'll send him the link.
Aye, Sam. It's all on you, buddy. Full fridge. Takeaways, Ubers, everything. This fucking cat sitting's going to cost me more than the actual holiday.
Why don't you take them to Portugal? Can you take cats to Portugal?
But this is going to sound really sad, but I've got my wee cat in Portugal that I feed every day.
Do you not see him in Instagram stories every time?
I think
they escape their cats from Portugal to go to. They escape their cats here to go to Portugal to feed stray cats. So when they go on holiday, like, thank fuck, I don't need to look at that fucking cat for a few weeks. They go, oh good, there's new homeless cats.
new cats of diseases. Like,
it's a new stray that comes down to me every
time. Isn't he adorable when there's flies fucking flying around that's got no hair? Tooth hanging out.
You leave Ozzy alone. Ozzy's a great wee cat.
After the bat that Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off after he chewed the head off.
It's actually named after, it's quite convoluted, but because it's a strayer, Ozzy.
Oh, I hate that.
Aye.
Danny's like...
He's just...
Danny's like, looks like he's about to dump you as a friend.
Sorry.
It's a beautiful wee cat. I wish I could take it home.
When I was a kid, and I don't know, there's just been a lot of cat shit. When I was a kid, I was doing a poo, right? And I don't know why.
So we moved that shite.
We haven't talked about feces for 10 minutes.
I think that I must have had the house to myself because I didn't shut the toilet door. You know, like when you're like, fuck it, no one's coming home. I'm pooing with the door open. I did that and the cat walked in. It turned around, lifted its tail. And I was like, what are you doing, George? And it pissed on me. Like, it wasn't a long time, but it got good coverage. I was head to toe covered in cat piss for about a 4 second squirt. It was fucking mental. And since then I just really haven't been able to trust a cat.
Well, maybe it's because your cat pissed out its tail.
No, out its tail, like out of its fucking...
Who would fucking produce weird fucking liquid for their arsehole like that, I ask you?
Fuck off. This has turned into a bullying episode just because I like animals.
Would you like me to say some more sexy words?
No. You can to end the podcast where I'm going to go and cry and look up cat sitting apps.
Oh, okay. If you're crying, you might want to touch yourself.
Touch myself?
Yeah.
Like the Divinals. What a great song.
For lube?
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to be sexy anymore. You killed the mood, man. People sitting there going, yeah, give us some AMSR or ASMR.
The mood was killed with that Aussie stuff. Everything's just been noise since then.
That's it then, I guess.
Someone babysit my cats, please.
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @DrunkTherapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.